shareholders and directors then. In big companies, shareholders trust directors to run the company, separating the ownership from the control. Directors manage the company, shareholders own it. However, directors might have personal goals like higher pay, bigger bonuses, etc., and they can sometimes act against the shareholders' interests. So we could use tricks in accounting, hiding debts, rejecting takeover offers, whatever it is to protect managers' and directors' jobs. So when directors prioritise their own goals over shareholders, it's what we call an agency cost. Okay, it's the lost returns for shareholders. Comes from the agency problem. Now, good corporate governance helps reduce these costs, but even that is costly in itself. To shareholders, the actual return they get equals the best possible return minus any agency costs and corporate social responsibility costs. Shareholders, especially the institutional ones, i.e. the huge insurance groups and people like that, they should monitor directors more actively to prevent them from acting selfishly.